Good morning. Welcome to the March 18th meeting of the Fish and Wildlife Commission. Even though we're all from different parts of the state, collectively, we're all happy to be here with you today. I know it saves some of you driving to far parts like Olympia, which it's always nice for us that meeting in Olympia all the time to get out and see other parts of the state on a beautiful day. A couple housekeeping items. The restrooms are out there, that away through the door. There's no food or drink allowed in this building, and as Tammy has told me, that we're monitored, so we're being watched. So if you do sneak a little cup of coffee in, you might have a tap on your shoulder. And, it's not our rule, but house rules. And for all of you up front here, the mics, you have to push the button to talk and then unpush the button to untalk. So with that, we will get underway, which item number one, A, commissioner's discussion. And I will open that up to my colleagues. Anything for the good of the order that we should share or know about? Yes?
Okay. Since no one else is stepping forward, I just wanted to share with the rest of the commission that I went to two interesting meetings this week. On Tuesday, I attended the Wolf Advisory Group meeting in Tumwater, and happy to report it was really a very productive meeting in which our stakeholders are coming together in a spirit of problem solving, really encouraging to see people with coming from very different points of view, different cultures, coming together and grappling with the practical issues. And they took on one of the most difficult of the issues, which is, when is lethal removal of wolves appropriate? After how many depredations? Under what conditions? And Francine Madden is doing what I think is a superb job bringing people together in that spirit of problem solving. Afterwards, Francine went around the room and asked everyone, how do you feel? What do you think? Doing okay? And by and large, everyone had very positive things to say. Many people spoke up and said that they were impressed, surprised by the level of progress that they made. So it's very, very encouraging. Within this group, they're treating each other with great humanity and civility. Very positive. Now there's a lot of work to be done to spread that kind of spirit to the constituents outside of, you know, the department's process, but very encouraging. Then the other meeting that I went to was associated with the North of Falcon fish season setting negotiation with the tribes. It was a state tribal meeting, and it was interesting in that the coho predictions are just so grim for this year, that everyone's now grappling with the idea of starting from a zero-based fishery option. And then our position is we add fisheries as we look at the impacts and determine their high priorities and can be added, but we start from a zero-based fishery position. And we went around the room, and we can't really talk too much about the discussion because it was intended to be private, but that zero-based idea is circulating now, and it looks like it's viable part of the conversation. So, good meeting. Scott?
Thank you. Seeing none, we'll move into item B of number one, the meeting minute approval. Any comments, questions, deletions? Oh, okay.
Thanks, Mom. Couldn't do it without her. That's that quick in the morning already being corrected. I lasted 2 minutes more than normal. On the minute meeting approval, any comments on the minutes? Hearing none, yes.
Mr. Chair, I move to approve the minutes of the March 4th conference call, 2016, March 4th, 2016 conference call as presented.
Motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Hearing none. Oh, yes.
I just caught it. I was not present at that meeting.
Thank you. Anybody else? Okay. Hearing none. All those in favor of the motion, signify by aye.
Aye.
Aye. Oh.
Yeah, I believe, Commissioner Keeney, you were present. This was the conference call.
Oh,
Keeney. Senior moment.
We are waking up slowly today, collectively. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Hearing none, motion carries. Meeting minutes have been approved.